Two major construction projects are now officially underway to expand the Richland Bean Blossom Community School facilities. One project will create a connector between Edgewood Primary and Edgewood Intermediate schools. A second project will add locker rooms and concessions at Edgewood High School. The RBB School Board approved a contract with Strausser Construction for the two projects last night. They are projected to cost $5.2 million. Superintendent Jerry Sanders, Board Chair Dana Carr, and Board Members Deborah Mary shared their enthusiasm for the projects.
A lot of work goes into it. We're glad to see it
moving forward. And they've conducted the necessary background checks, and I got those today, so we're ready to go.
I think it's exciting because I know a lot of people think we're just spending our tax dollars, but the opportunity we're given to kids down that are coming is just, it's phenomenal. I think it's exciting.
Well, the connector especially is going to promote two big initiatives in our corporation, the arts, so music and art classrooms, and then STEAM and robotics. Both schools, I think, are very excited. We're very excited to see the fence go up.
The board went on to approve an agreement with Indiana University's Center for Research and Learning Technology. Superintendent Sanders said the agreement formalizes a research partnership with Edgewood Junior High.
It'll form a partnership between them and Junior High to research how students learn about science and how they collaborate with peers when using a computer game environment. So it'll take about 5 days to do, 2 hours a day. There are different ways that the students will give feedback, and so they'll be able to study through the computer games, if that enhances the collaboration and enhances how well they're learning the science content.
Sanders recommended ending the school board's contract with a financial advisor from George K. Baum and Company. The board contracted with the company after an accounting error caused a $1.1 million tax error, which included increases in property taxes.
I appreciate the excellent services that Mr. Reese provided RBB to help us prepare our 2019 budget. This has nothing to do with his performance at all. I believe that moving to administrative assistance just gives us so many other options, and it also gives us somebody on site that I think will have greater benefits to us. So,
at the time of the error, Board President Dana Carr said the tax hike was not related to the new facilities projects.